Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Hi, it's Veronica Dagger, the host of the Wall Street Journal's Secrets of Wealthy Women, the podcast where women share how they tackle career, money, and the world. Today, we're speaking with Maeve Duvalli. She's a managing director of corporate communications for the financial services giant Goldman Sachs. As a public relations professional, she spent her career managing the story, behind the scenes. But last year, she became the story. In a Wall Street world traditionally known as a button-down boys' club, Maeve came out as a transgender woman and transitioned on the job. How she did it and how her company helped her along the way, that's coming up. Maeve, when did your journey start?
My journey to come out at work all started in April. I went and saw a transgender panel that Goldman Sachs hosted, and they just talked about some of the challenges transgender people face in their professional lives. And up until that point, I was out in my personal life, but I was not out in my work life. And as I watched that panel, I made the decision to come out. In my professional life, I immediately contacted some people in our human resources department, and we came up with a plan to help me come out at work. And the day after Memorial Day, I shed my identity as Michael, and I was Maeve at work from that point on.
What did you do over the weekend to prepare?
Yeah, I was very excited. I had trouble sleeping. I got a manicure, a pedicure. I got my eyebrows done and my eyelashes done. So I felt like I was ready for work the next day.
What was going through your mind that morning as you were approaching the office?
I had some anxiety as I walked in, but as soon as I entered the building, it was just sheer happiness.
So you walked into the building. Walk us through what happened.
Sure. I just tried to keep my routine as I would on any normal Tuesday. I walked up to the office. A lot of people congratulated me, and I went about my usual calls and in meetings that we have at the start of the week. It was just very exciting and very exhilarating and almost hard to believe.
Did you have a sense of how other people were going to react before that day?
I suspected that people would react very positively because, you know, part of the plan we came up with our human resources department was kind of best practices in an organization when you come out is to let people know ahead of time. So we drew up a list of people that externally and internally who we really needed to let know in advance because it is, you know, a different experience. My name changes, my appearance changes, the way I think about myself on the exterior changes. And so people were very supportive in advance of me coming to work that day as Maeve, but it definitely was unique experience to finally be my authentic self at work.
Did anything surprise you about that day?
Well, one thing that surprised me, and I actually shouldn't have been surprised by this because this is the way Goldman Sachs works, is people were very encouraging and very supportive, but after a relatively short period of time, they went back to their normal routine. And that's how it works at Goldman Sachs.
I want to go back a bit to the months and the years leading up to that moment. First, how did you get to the place of living your true self, right? So you've been married twice and you have kids. Looking back, I'm just wondering if there was moments on your journey where you knew you weren't happy.
Well, there were many moments in my life when I knew I wasn't happy because I've been unhappy most of my life. Specifically in terms of my gender identity, I did not have really any conscious knowledge that I was transgender before roughly a year ago. But I was aware that I really didn't like anything masculine about myself. And I was aware that I had an affinity with women that I didn't have with men. And but I thought that's the way it was, and I couldn't do anything about it. However, a couple of years ago, I've had a longstanding drinking problem. And a couple of years ago, I decided to do something about that once and for all. And in the aftermath of stopping drinking and the work that I did in terms of my recovery and getting to like myself better, I was given the gift, and I do consider it a gift, of knowing who I really am for the first time in my life.
Wow. How would you say the recovery from alcohol is connected to coming out as trans? Would you elaborate on that a little bit more?
Sure. Some of it's speculative because you really don't know, but certainly I think the identity of being transgender was in me all along. And whether I did not want that to kind of surface or what, I continued to drink destructively for many, many years.
What did your family say?
My extended family knew I haven't really been a happy person for most of my life. And they saw that I was happier as a woman. And although I don't think they understand it completely, they're just happy that I'm happy. And so for that reason, they were very accepting.
And what about your kids?
I have three children. I have a grown daughter who's been with me every step of the way of my recovery and my transition. And I have two younger boys. I think it was very shocking for them at the start, but they're trying the best they can, and we're getting to the right place.
How did your boss react when you said, I'm going to start dressing as a woman at work?
My managers and my immediate coworkers have been outstandingly supportive, and I think it was surprising for some people, maybe less surprising for other people, but they stood by my side and have supported me every step of the way.
Coming up, Maeve shares how Goldman helped her transition at work and how that experience has changed her perceptions about diversity in the workplace.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
So would you walk us through how Goldman helped you prepare for that transition? What steps they took?
So I mentioned one where we had to decide who we needed to form in advance. And that's one reason why the New York Times knew about this in advance, because the journalists are obviously a very important part of my life and people I deal with on a daily basis. So we had to let journalists know. And we knew there was a chance that somebody might get interested in writing about this, because I am fairly well known amongst New York journalists, financial journalists. Another part of how the company helped me was explaining what types of resources, what types of benefits are available to me. And then thirdly, in a big company, there's a lot of logistical things that need to be done when you're changing your appearance and your gender identity and your name, which I was doing. Everything had to be changed in the system. My badge had to be changed. My medical and dental cards had to be changed. And a lot of this all had to be done at the flip of a switch. So on Friday, I left as Michael, and on Tuesday, I came in as Maeve, and everything was changed.
Wow. I think some people outside of Goldman might be surprised at how open they were. So did you expect that in general from a financial institution, right? Because after all, you were the only second Goldman employee to formally transition while at work out of their roughly 36,000 employees worldwide.
Ever since I've been at Goldman, I've heard people at the firm say we want to be the employer of choice for a very diverse workforce. And I believed it, but I really got a firsthand experience here. And I believe Goldman wants to have a diverse workforce and believes that we're a better company if we have a diverse workforce. And therefore, they don't not only talk the talk, they walk the walk.
So according to the National Center for Transgender Equality, in 29 states, trans people can be fired just because they are trans. Trans people are also more likely to be unemployed than cisgender people. For our listeners, those are people whose gender matches the sex that they were assigned at birth. I'm wondering, how do you think some companies can support their employees through transitions?
Especially in the current environment where the rights of certain minorities seem to be under attack, I think companies can take the lead. We just actually announced an initiative with pronouns that we're going to allow people in various formats to declare what their pronouns are. I happen to be she and her, but some people go by they and them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's another example of Goldman Sachs taking the lead in this area. And I think companies stepping up to the plate, supporting their diverse workforce, can over time have a positive effect on society and hopefully influence the debate within our political system.
The financial industry has this perspective or this reputation of being very rough and tumble and male dominated. Some of that's changing, but I'm just wondering, has your perspective on diversity and inclusion issues changed?
Yes, it has. I'm more aware of how differently minority and in diverse people are treated by the majority. And I see that more. I experience it to a lesser degree. I've generally had good experiences being in New York. I like to say that New York's good for transgender people for two reasons. One, it's a very tolerant place. Number two, it's people in New York are very self-absorbed. So I might have somebody looking at me on the subway, and I speculate that they're saying, "What's her story?" But they'll only do that for 5 seconds, and they'll go back to doing whatever they were doing.
Their phone.
So, so I've generally had good experiences, but I think I'm able to empathize more with diverse populations than I was in the past.
How did your relationships change at work, right? Because you were presenting as a cisgender white man in a male-centric industry to a trans woman.
I've definitely concentrated on having more close relationships with women, both inside and outside of the workplace. And some of the relationships I had with senior women at Goldman Sachs have evolved since I've come out as transgender. And the way that they've evolved is some of these women are more comfortable showing me their vulnerable side.
Hmm.
And this makes me feel real good because, you know, one of the big differences I've noticed between men and women is in the right environment, women are able to show their vulnerable side. It's more like be strong when you have to be, but be vulnerable when you can be.
Hmm.
And that speaks to the whole issue of acceptance for me. I've always had fear of being accepted all my life, and I've always felt vulnerable myself, but I never really expressed it. And one of the most rewarding things for me being a transgender woman is I still have this fear of not being accepted in a group of women. So even more so than getting a positive compliment about my appearance, when I'm accepted by a group of women, that really makes me feel good.
What's a good way for people to be allies to their trans coworkers?
I think one thing coworkers can do is to ask questions about issues and topics they don't really understand. Within the trans community, there's different groups, and sometimes it can seem relatively complex. But I've always believed that if somebody asks a question from kindness, then I'm always willing to answer. So ask questions about things that you don't understand and need more information about.
And are there things you wish had gone differently?
Sure. In retrospect, I clearly wish that I'd come out at work earlier.
Hmm.
Initially, I came out of my private life almost immediately 12 or 13 months ago. And but for whatever reason, I wasn't comfortable coming out at work. And for a while, for the longest time, I was getting dressed as a woman on the way out of work. And I found this initially kind of very exciting, but over time it grew very tired, and I wish I would have come out earlier at work.
Maeve, all that happened last year, and you've been living openly as a woman ever since. Do you feel like you've come to a place of self-acceptance?
Yes, I have.
That's awesome. And how have you done that?
It's taken a lot of work. For me, my experience for most of my life was I was bumping around in the dark, and I know who I am now. I'm in the light. I'm not completely where I want to be, but I have a really good foundation, and I'm pointed in the right direction. And sometimes I zigzag off that path, but I know how to get back on the path, and I'm who I want to be, and I'm moving to who I want to become.
Where would you like to be a year from now, personally?
In addition to continuing my work, I'm keenly aware of all the people who helped me so far on this journey, and I haven't so far in my life done enough work to help others, and I'm looking to do some volunteer work to help trans people who weren't as fortunate as I am.
Thank you so much for sharing your story. That was really great. I think it's going to help
a lot
of people. If you'd like to hear more of Secrets of Wealthy Women, you can find us on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or your favorite audio provider. If you like us, subscribe, share us on social media, and give us a review. I'm Veronica Dagger. Thank you for listening.